This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for March 21st, 2019. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Brexit. I'll be the first one to admit, I don't really understand all of the political maneuvering taking place behind the scenes at number 10 Downing Street and in Brussels over how or even whether the United Kingdom is going to leave the European Union, so-called Brexit. Theresa May is in Brussels today working extremely hard, according to her spokesperson, to try to convince representatives of the EU to allow Britain a 90-day extension to the Brexit deadline. Currently, the deadline is next week, Friday. However, European Council President Donald Tusk has already said the only way the EU is going to allow this 90-day extension is if Parliament passes the existing separation deal, which Parliament has already rejected twice. So that's not likely. Again, the current deadline after which the UK will be out of the EU is next week, Friday. Now, while this is going on, the voters in the EU, or at least a small segment of them, went to Parliament's website and put together a petition asking Theresa May to cancel Brexit by revoking Article 50. More than 500,000 signatures were added to this online petition. In fact, the volume of web traffic crashed the web page. Back in December, the European Court of Justice ruled that the UK can unilaterally revoke Article 50, which would allow the UK to stay in the EU without the consent of the 27 other member states. Now, few MPs, that's members of Parliament for us Americans, have suggested that this is a possible action, but it does appear, to my uneducated eyes, that all of this whole dog and pony show, is about trying to come up with some way to con the voters of the UK into voting again on Brexit, and again, and again, and again, until they get it right. It looks to me, looking in from the outside, as though the UK is a nation of people who want to get out of the EU, governed by a bunch of people who want to stay in the EU. And I think that's what's going on here. Topic number 4, New Zealand. Guns have been banned, a number of them anyway, in the wake of the horrible massacre last week at the pair of mosques in Christchurch. Military-style automatics, and I'll put those in air quotes because this is how they're being described by the media, whether this is accurately applied or not. Military-style semi-automatics and high-capacity magazines have been banned in New Zealand. This disclosed by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. She said that related parts used to convert these guns into military-style semi-automatics are also being banned, along with all high-capacity magazines. But that's not all that's been banned in the wake of the massacre. Several websites that either reported on the incident, hosted footage of the attacks, which you remember was live-streamed, they were live-streamed to Facebook, or simply allowed people to engage in online discussion, unfiltered, uncensored discussion of what took place, have likewise been banned. So websites like Dissenter or Zero Hedge, which is one of my favorite news sources, have been partially or completely blocked by internet service providers in Australia and New Zealand for the sake of, and I quote now, protecting consumers, end quote. Now, Facebook and Twitter aggressively deleted posts and tweets related to the massacre, especially that video shot by the killer. Facebook had to delete 1.4 million copies of that disgusting video after the attack. But apparently that's not good enough for the chief executive officers of the three leading New Zealand telecoms. They wrote a letter, an open letter, to Facebook, Twitter, and Google suggesting that they follow the policies adopted by the European Union for policing content, again, for the sake of protecting consumers. Vodafone NZ, Spark, and 2Degrees, and I'm reading from the open letter now, took the unprecedented step to jointly identify and suspend access to websites that were hosting video footage taken by the gunmen related to the horrific terrorism incident in Christchurch, even though Zero Hedge never hosted the video. But that's what the telecoms are claiming. So, Kiwis and Australians will only get to know what the technocracy approves as safe content going forward. Topic number 3, virtual kidnapping. FBI and local authorities are warning parents about a new scam, virtual kidnapping. Two recent cases show how this is working. Two cases where no one was actually kidnapped, but one father in Laguna Beach, California, was taken for $5,000 before he found out that his daughter was safe and sound. According to police, a victim received a phone call from somebody claiming that his daughter was being held and demanding $5,000 to return her safely. The father went to his bank, withdrew the $5,000, went to various locations outside Laguna Beach, and transferred the money to an account in Mexico. At about 6:30 p.m., as he was completing the last transaction, his daughter called him from Laguna Beach, saying, "No, I'm fine." Well, it was too late. The man couldn't stop the funds transfer, and he's out $5,000 and a little wiser. Police reported another woman who was contacted a day later by a suspect who told her the same thing, that her daughter had been kidnapped while attending college in Chicago. Parents were told to wire the ransom money to an account using the same location in Costa Mesa, California, to make the wire transfer. Well, the money pulled out the money, but she called the police department. Police stopped her on her way out of town and was able to save her money. If this happens to you, the FBI says hang up on the caller and report the incident immediately to local law enforcement. If you've been the victim of a crime like this, call the local FBI field office. Hackers are able to access your contact list from your phone. Then they start calling randomly until they get somebody who sounds nervous when they make their demands. And all it takes is a few, and they can wind up with a lot of money transferred into their accounts. Topic number two, Lifeway Christian goes full digital. Another sign of the times as another bookstore chain, this time a Christian bookstore chain, goes completely digital. Lifeway is going to shut down all of its 170 brick-and-mortar stores around the country by the end of the year and transfer its business to a completely online model. This is the publishing arm of the Southern Baptist Church. The organization says it will continue to serve customers through Lifeway.com and through churches that are stocked by Lifeway stores. This business has been around since 1891, but again, as we do more of our shopping online and reading with digital devices, brick-and-mortar bookstores are finding it hard to keep their doors open. And coming up, trans-ageism. Yeah, it's a thing. That's next on 5 and 10.
Does God use catastrophe to mobilize His people for His glory? Is there finally definitive evidence of the actual location of Mount Sinai, the very place where God's presence was revealed in a blazing fire? New York Times best-selling author, filmmaker, and teacher Joel Richardson is back with two brand new works that take these subjects head on. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Joel Richardson two-book special offer. This special offer includes The Mystery of Catastrophe, where you'll learn to view catastrophes in an entirely new light. You'll see firsthand how God uses natural and man-made disasters to specifically position people to hear the gospel of the one and only true God and receive salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. This must-read book will walk you step-by-step down the eschatological road of biblical prophecies to offer meaning and hope to individuals that are suffering. In this timely two-book special offer, you'll also receive Mount Sinai in Arabia, The True Location Revealed. Complete with more than 50 full-color photographs and maps, this beautiful work takes a look at the biblical evidence for Mount Sinai being in the land of Midian, Mount Sinai in ancient Jewish, Christian, and Islamic traditions, the evidence that Paul journeyed to Mount Sinai, the discovery of Moses' altar, the golden calf, and so much more. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $40. Yours now for your donation of only $25 plus shipping and handling. Now's your chance to get both of these incredible new books at one super low price. Order the Joel Richardson special offer online now at the Skywatch TV store or call 844-750-4985.
And item number one today, it's not parody, it just looks like it. A Finnish bioethicist, or bioethicist from Finland, to be more clear, is making a moral case for the legal change of a person's age to correspond with the person's experienced age. In other words, putting into law the old saying, you're only as old as you feel. A recent article published in the Journal of Medical Ethics by Jonah Rasanen of the University of Oslo in Norway, titled A Moral Case for Legal Age Change, concludes that there are three scenarios when a change to one's legal age should be allowed. when the person genuinely feels his age differs significantly from his chronological age, when the person's biological age is recognized to be significantly different from his chronological age, and when age change would likely prevent, stop, or reduce ageism, discrimination due to age, that he would otherwise face. Now, the author of the article differentiates between chronological age, or how long one person has lived, biological age, the state of one's body, or emotional age, the age at which one identifies. This sounds like, well, frankly, a joke. I mean, there are days when I feel like I should qualify for Medicare, but it's not according to my birth certificate. But this is also a serious topic, because what happens in the case of somebody who identifies as, say, 8 years old for the purpose of having intimate relations with someone else who is underage and not facing legal consequences? Now, Rossinen says, well, that shouldn't be allowed. If a pedophile wants to change his age to molest children, it's still unethical to have... Okay, well, right there, the author of the article has already admitted we do discriminate based on age, and for good reason. Now we're just arguing over where to draw the lines. This is the world in which we live. Minds are so open, our brains are falling out. Well, that's why we do what we do at Skywatch TV. We do discriminate in this world, and there's good reasons for it. We need your help to expand. We have a new building. Actually, it's an old building, but new to us. But we need your help to put a studio inside. To find out how you can partner with Skywatch TV in our growth during 2019, log on to skywatchtv.com, skywatchtv.com, and follow the links. Or log on to defenderconference.com, because helping us build the new studio could get you free access to the high-definition streaming video from our sold-out conference the first weekend in August. Again, you'll find out more at the website. That's defenderconference.com. Speaking of conferences, Sharon and I are going to Dallas. In fact, we'll be leaving 1 week from today for the Hear the Watchman conference at the Hilton DFW Lakes Conference Center in Grapevine. The hotel itself is booked, but there are other hotels in the area. Still a few tickets left for the conference itself. L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Carl Gallups, Rabbi Zev Perot, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Gary Wayne, Irvin Baxter, Pastor Casper McLeod, many others will be there. And again, Sharon will be the keynote speaker at the Luncheon with the Speakers event on Saturday. So if you'd like to go, make sure you use promo code Gilbert20. That's Gilbert20. That'll save you $20 off the tickets. Or if you just want to watch the video, you'll get it all in high-definition video, and that stream will save you 20% on the cost of the stream with the promo code Gilbert20 at hearthewatchmen.com. The Last Days Warrior Conspiracy Summit, an online conference. Essentially, you bring it all to you. Exclusive video content not available anywhere else, presented by Ray Gaino, from me, Carl Teichrib, Josh Peck, Gary Wayne, author of the Genesis 6 Conspiracy, Troy Anderson, co-author of the Babylon Code and Trumpocalypse, and many others. To find out more information, log on to my website, that's derekpgilbert.com, and then click the link on the right sidebar that looks like that. This week, we're broadcasting on new networks. Just 1 week ago, we started on the Word Network. We are there again this morning, 7 a.m. Central Time. That's DirecTV Channel 373 around the country. The Word Network also available on cable channels all over, cable networks all across the country. And the Total Living Network, TLN, mainly in greater Chicagoland, the Chicago, northern Indiana, southwest Michigan, and then central Illinois. It's Xfinity Channel 138. Xfinity Channel 138 in central Illinois and around Chicago, and you'll find us there on Wednesdays at 11:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. on Sundays. But of course, you get a complete listing of the network's dates and times where you can find Skywatch TV at skywatchtv.com. Look in the top menu bar there for Watch Skywatch TV. Of course, you'll also get instructions there on how to add our channel to Roku and Apple TV, or to download our free mobile app, which brings these programs and the news the mainstream media overlooks. You'll get all of that, plus a calendar of upcoming events through our free mobile app. Links to all of those app stores also at skywatchtv.com. My website, derekpgilbert.com, and tomorrow we talk science with our science advisor, my best friend, Sharon K. Gilbert. Until then, thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.